The institutions announced yesterday the opening of the Centers for Children in Jonesboro, which is initially offering neurology and cardiology clinics. The centers are located at 520 Carson Street, directly behind the Sun newspaper's office. Dean of UAMS's College of Medicine, Dr. Deborah Pfizer, says long trips to Little Rock and Memphis are not needed anymore.
The goal is to be able to provide these services in the community where the children live or close by so that they don't have to travel for 2.5 hours to Little Rock. Families don't have to be away from work and other children and those kinds of logistical difficulties that they would have. The other thing I think is that by being in the community, we become more of an easy resource for the physicians who are practicing here in town in a way that is harder to do from Little Rock, although we've always tried. But it's another asset for them, too.
According to President and CEO of Arkansas Children's Hospital, Dr. Jonathan Bates, the partnership between the two institutions is a good thing.
Well, it's really absolutely crucial because the kinds of physicians we want to have and recruit, and particularly those who are in short supply, are all interested in academic dimensions of their careers as well as patient care dimensions. So they're interested in research and teaching because this is how one gets better. And that combination is really wonderful, and we couldn't do it without our university partners. So that piece of it is just excellent.
The Centers for Children in Jonesboro follows a similar model to one that was set up in Lowell in 2007. Dr. Pfizer.
We have had another center that opened in Lowell, Arkansas, in 2007. And it originally started with some subspecialty clinics, our Kids First program, and the Schmieding Developmental Center in Lowell. It has grown tremendously with the addition of other subspecialists that weren't there when we first started. And now we have any number of subspecialties that are participating up there. And so we're anticipating that this center will follow that model and be able to grow as the needs for different subspecialties, you know, are brought forward.
The director for the Centers for Children in Jonesboro is neurologist Dr. Stephen Bates.
But the idea is that the children can come here, get their neurological assessment, and get their brainwave test if they need it right here in the building and see me, all within a relatively short time and close to where they live. We have not had any problem with people finding this building, although it's, you know, a little bit away from where I was. That has not been a problem. People are very supportive. The medical community in Jonesboro is incredibly supportive, whatever their affiliation is. And one of the things we're going to be very careful about is that any subspecialists here are not crossing any paths that the private practitioners are doing. When we get a subspecialist in a particular area, we clearly make it very clear that, you know, is it okay with the local community? We've had no resistance whatsoever, very supportive medical community. There's, you know, the medical community in Jonesboro is extremely strong, and the catchment area here is huge. So I think this is going to be an added asset to an existing strong medical community.
According to Dr. Stephen Bates, one of the challenges facing the state is a shortage of pediatricians, especially in the subspecialty areas. Specialists are going back and forth from Jonesboro to Little Rock and Lowell. Dr. Bates says this is a problem that's statewide and national.
The trouble is nationally. This is a national problem that certain subspecialists in pediatrics are short in numbers. It's very hard for the best of the best to even recruit certain specialists. And the better you have the facilities to attract them, then the easier it becomes to attract. But there are certain subspecialties that are few and far between, and they're short-staffed. And it's not just Arkansas, it's everywhere because of the way training programs are set up and the time involved in training, and, you know, some medical students and doctors in training tend to prefer to go into more lucrative fields, which tend to be surgical. So it's a big problem, but it's not unique to us, and I think Arkansas is doing a fantastic job in addressing, you know, the recruitment and retainment and dissemination of subspecialty practitioners and knowledge.
And he tells how the partnership between Arkansas Children's Hospital and the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences is helping to tackle the shortage of pediatricians.
Medical services in the state are led by the dean of the College of Medicine and the College of Medicines to procure output. But you remember, we have AHEC here that's been here a long time. But they produce, now they're producing 6 residents a year. Most of them stay in the area. Each one of them spends a month with me in their senior year. So there's a lot of crossover, and both in training and education. So that is all important, too.
And Dr. Stephen Bates tells what his goal is for the Centers for Children in Jonesboro.
To get bigger and have more subspecialists. And basically the ones that are really needed, which are part of that group that's shortage. But things like endocrinology, infectious disease, gastroenterology for children, those are probably the big three. And then certain surgical subspecialties, and those are already showing a great interest in coming, including pediatric neurosurgery, orthopedics, and urology. All a big need in this area, and again, all a big need nationally.
President and CEO of Arkansas Children's Hospital, Dr. Jonathan Bates, says the institutions will rotate specialists to bring in as many specialists as possible.
Some specialties, such as GI or urology that Dr. Stephen Bates mentioned a few moments ago, really wouldn't be feasible to put here full-time because there's not enough work for somebody full-time. So by having them work out of a home base, they might spend a day or two a month up here, a day or two a month in Lowell, and we can get the service out there without having to get into the challenge of trying to recruit somebody for a job that isn't there, because obviously that's just unstable. They won't come, and if they come, they won't stay. So this is a very nice model. You have those who have enough work to keep them here full-time, like neurology and perhaps some others as we go along. But then we have the rotating ones that are filling in that are less than full-time.
The Centers for Children in Jonesboro is expected to expand services in the near future, which now include treatment for seizures, autism, and headaches. Officials expect between 1,500 and 2,000 visits in the first year at the Centers for Children in Jonesboro. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.